experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome, pet keepers, to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my special co-host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back, Rick.
Good morning, Special Lee.
Oh, it's always special when we're together in the studio. Rick, on this week's show, we've got a wonderful show talking about amphibians and reptiles and wildlife and all kinds of fun stuff that I just know that you'll love.
Don't forget the little bunnies.
Well, you're right. We're going to talk about that. But to begin, Rick, I wanted to share with you a highlight of my week that actually ties back to one of our previous shows we had in here. The alpacas. And I've got to tell you, I went out this week to the alpaca farm and had the opportunity to visit with them. And it was a really neat experience until one of the alpacas, Marquise, I think his name was, who likes to give kisses to the public and was great to our producer, Holly. But when I put my face in there, boy, did he spray me. It was my Ghostbusters moment where he just slimed me, and I've got to say, it was a funny, funny moment.
So you're our resident expert when it comes to that particular activity on with alpacas.
Rick, he blasted me.
That's fantastic. I'm smiling, Lee. I'm kind of happy.
I knew that you would be, but he blasted me. Now, Rick, one of the things that I saw this week that made me immediately think of you it was a newspaper story that's been getting a lot of play on the media, and it had to do with San Francisco, where they're actually considering banning all pet sales except for fish. And I know that fish are okay with you, but Rick, I can't understand, based on my experience with the small animals that you brought into here, why anyone would be crazy enough to want to ban the sale of pets.
Well, I'm nearly certain insanity will not rule in this situation. I think they'll have calmer heads. I can understand and empathize with the fact that there are animals out there that aren't properly being cared for. That doesn't mean, you know, the proverbial throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, there are so many. You've heard it here in our store. There are so many situations that I get to feel every day I'm in the store. And you've heard plenty of them here on the show. Every listener has. Every listener has heard them every time they've gone to dinner and they've had guests. We have so many fantastic relationships out there with our pets. To imagine we took an eraser, took that all away, and are somehow our populace and our animal population would be bettered, I just cannot imagine that. So, and I'm sure rational minds will play their more rational approach, and I can understand the empathy that was there on the topic, but it'll change, and I'm sure that won't happen.
Well, I hope that's the case, because you can tell me what to do, but darn it, keep your hands off my pets.
And that's what they'll find out, and that's what they're finding out, and it was a little premature. I think it was just in the early inception concept stage that someone had the idea, and it just played wrong at first, but I think rational heads will go. And I love the pet store business because we can play that critical role between public, pets, and information. Right. And as long as I'm alive here in Michigan, trust me, that will not happen.
Well, and that's my hope as well. Rick, on today's show, we've got some really outstanding experts coming in who know a lot about frogs and turtles and rabbits. And I guess that's an area where you really have quite a bit of passion in dealing with the frogs, especially. I've seen the dart frogs in your store. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, poison dart frogs are the most beautiful frogs on the planet, and frogs themselves hold a certain dear quality, visual quality that we have whenever we see any frog. It just captures our emotions. And one display we have would be for the listening public that wants to go out and see something beyond our store. We set up a beautiful poison dart frog exhibit in the NCG theaters. And when you go there and look at it, you have to find the frogs. We won't tell you how many are there. You have to go out and count them. But there are some absolutely fantastic colors that you'll never see anywhere else on any other animal. that are exhibited, other than beautiful fish, of course. But land animals, it's rare to find some of the colors and the patterns that you would see on some of these frogs.
Well, and we've also got an expert coming in who's going to talk with us a lot about turtles. And it's funny because I've noticed how active turtles do get in the springtime. I lived by a state park and would take my dog out for walks. And I swear you would go for 9 months and not see any animals. And then in a 3-week period, I'd run into turtles everywhere I looked. I mean, I thought I was maybe going through Turtle Crossing and didn't understand what had gone on. And we're going to talk a little bit about that.
The listening audience, we have literally in the Lansing area, in the Michigan area, the most enthusiastic, most respected voice with respect to that. And you'll hear a lot of him on this show as the years go by.
Right. Well, and then we also have on an expert when it comes to rescuing wild animals. I'll just never forget seeing her dealing with all of these different animals. Other than Prue's pets, I've never seen anyone who has more of a zoo in one place that isn't a zoo than what they've got out at Nottingham Equestrian. And Cheryl's going to talk a little bit about that.
And Cheryl goes above and beyond, and we really have to take our hat off to her. And you'll listen in and you understand why.
Well, and so that's what we've got in store for you today here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we'll be back right after the break on 1320 WILS.
When I don't know where they come, but they sure.